Welcome to Body Mind Yoga. This is Bhumi. Please lie down comfortably. You can either have your legs long in Shavasana, or you might prefer to have your legs up in semi-supine with the feet flat on the floor. Check that your arms are in a comfortable position for your shoulders. You might find having the palms of your hands turned upwards opens up your chest. And if that's comfortable for the shoulders, that's fine. Although that's awkward, then maybe turn the palms inwards a little or downwards if that feels better. And then let your eyes be soft, perhaps closed, and bring your awareness to your breath. And you feel your breath at the belly, and breathe in such a way that when you breathe in, just allow the belly to expand and rise up. When you breathe out, let the belly fall. Just feel the breath at the belly moving like that, breathing in, belly rises. And breathing out, belly falls. You're already using your diaphragm muscle. Hear that big dome-shaped muscle pushing down and gently pushing the belly out with each in-breath, rising back up with each out-breath. And this causes your breath to move down deeper into the lower part of the lungs. Now keep breathing like that, but can you use about half of your in-breath to expand the belly? And then use the second half of the in-breath to expand the chest. And then slowly breathe out. Just follow your breath all the way out. And do that a few more times. Breathe in, belly expands. And then the chest expands, and then slowly breathing out, just letting everything soften and relax again. And we'll just take it a bit further now. Breathe in, expand the belly, then the chest. Then see if you could take just a bit more air in by lifting the shoulders subtly. So if you could breathe right up into the upper part of the lungs. And then slowly breathe out, relax the shoulders, chest and belly. This is the full yogic breath, using all three lobes of the lungs. Now, next time you breathe out, you can just let that go. Just check now that you've got your arms beside you, so you might need to slide them down a little closer to your body. So the arms and hands are resting on the floor next to your body. Now when you breathe in, can you slowly float your arms up? First let the fingers point up to the ceiling. And if it's okay for the shoulders, keep floating the arms up higher until the backs of the hands land on the floor up above you. And And when you breathe out, take the arms wide to the side like big angel wings and all the way back down to rest on the floor beside you. So you're moving the arms with your breath. Breathe in, float the arms up, up and over your head, and breathe out wide to the sides and back down beside your body. Breath and movement together. Just moving smoothly for the shoulders. It doesn't have to be too big. You decide how far up you take the arms. Might feel better for the shoulders if you've got a bit more of a bend in the elbows. When you do this movement, as you breathe in and float the arms up, can you keep in mind the full yogic breath? So as you start the in-breath, you're breathing into the belly, into the lower lobe. As the hands go over the chest, you're breathing into the middle. And as the arms go up above the head, the breath moves into the upper part of the lungs. Slowly breathing all the way out as the arms come down. And then as you breathe out and float the arms down like you're doing, as you're doing that, can you bend one knee up over your chest and then catch hold of that knee with the hands? And as your breath goes all the way out, use the hands to draw that bent knee a bit closer in towards the chest. And when you're ready, breathe in, arms up, leg down. And then next time, bend the other knee over the chest as you breathe out and bring the arms down wide. And catch hold of that knee. And breathe all the way out as you slowly draw that knee in towards the chest. Keep going like that, alternating knees each time you breathe out. Breathing in deeply, stretching the arms up. And breathing out slowly and completely. As you bend one knee into the chest and catch hold of the knee and draw the knee closer into the chest as the breath goes all the way out. Breathing in deeply and breathing out slowly and completely. And the next time you've got the arms back down, just relax the arms down and have the legs back on the floor. Whether you've got the legs in semi-supine or the legs long, just rest there for a moment. And can you interlace both hands behind the back of your head? So you've got the back of the head resting on the interlaced hands. And have the legs up in semi-supine. If they're not already there, just take your time to draw the feet up so the feet are flat on the floor with the knees bent and pointing up to the ceiling. Then when you breathe out, slowly lift one foot off the floor and carefully straighten that leg up towards the ceiling. And as you do that, use the hands to lift the head up. And breathe in, put everything down, and swap sides with your next out breath. So breathing out, gently stretching the other leg up into the air, rolling the head up there, and breathing in down. Alternating from side to side. As you breathe out and comfortably straighten one leg up into the air, can help your lower back to squeeze the lower tummy in. Make sure you relax the lower tummy when you put everything down. Feel the movement through the back of your body, through the back of the leg as you straighten it up into the air. Feel the movement up through your spine. Remember, if you get uncomfortable through your neck or shoulders, you might prefer to rest the head on the floor and relax the arms down. Maybe for your body it works better just to do the legs only, especially if you have a shoulder injury or a neck injury. Be aware of your breath, breath and movement together. Especially your out breath. Just check your breathing all the way out as you come into the stretch. Even if you have to just pause there for a moment in the position, wait for the breath to go all the way out before you inhale back down again. And then next time you're down, just relax the head. Have the legs back in semi-supine. Bring the hands out from underneath the head. And bring both knees up over your chest. Hold onto the knees with the hands. Just rock gently from side to side. Feel the lower back as you do that. Feel your hips and lower back moving against the floor. And then when the knees are in the center, put the feet back down onto the floor and just choose a comfortable position to lie in. So maybe semi-supine or legs long if you prefer. Relax the arms down. And now we're going to do a breathing technique called Breath of Fire. Breath of Fire is one of the not so easy breathing techniques to do. It can take a while to get the hang of it. So just be patient with yourself. You know, if you need to stop and rest, do that and just breathe normally and try it again when you're ready. Now for Breath of Fire, one way to describe it is to imagine that, say, a mosquito flew up your nose and you wanted to get it out really quickly. You do a very short, sharp exhalation through your nose. And Breath of Fire is when you do that again and again and again. And with Breath of Fire, you focus on the out breath, that short, sharp exhalation through the nose. And the in-breath should just happen on its own. At first, it may not happen or it might not feel like it happens. So you might need to consciously sniff in a bit too. But eventually, just focus on a rhythm of a... And the in-breath is just quite small and it comes in all on its own. And just focusing on that out-breath. Check that your face is relaxed, your jaw's relaxed. Also really good if you can relax the belly, try not to tighten that. If you need to stop and rest, stop. But then just try it again when you feel ready. Short, sharp exhalations through the nose. breath of fire. Shouldn't do it too much, but done in short spaces can be very, very good for your body. Really increases the oxygen levels in your blood and the oxygen going into your cells. It's said that when you hold postures with breath of fire, it makes the benefits of the posture exaggerated or more beneficial over a shorter time. Increases the effects on the organs and the glands. Now just let that go. Just breathe comfortably for a moment. Just be aware of your body, aware of your mind. Breath of Fire's technical name is called Kapalbhati, and that is translated as shining skull. It can make your mind feel a bit more spacious. And when you're ready, have your legs up in semi-supine. Have your arms just resting fairly close to your body with the palms downwards. When you breathe in, gently tighten your lower tummy in. Lift your hips off the floor, up into shoulder bridge. And then breathe out back down. Lower the hips back to the floor again. So you breathe in. Squeeze the lower tummy in, lift the hips up into shoulder bridge and breathe out back down. As you lift the hips up, gently pressing the feet into the floor, maybe feeling a nice tightness through the back of the hips, strengthening the big glute muscles there. As you lift the hips up like that into shoulder bridge, just allowing your chin to slightly press into the throat. Not so much that you lift the head off the floor, keep the head down, but just subtly tuck the chin into the throat. This puts pressure on your thyroid gland. If you want to hold the shoulder bridge, if you're okay to do that, leave the hips up. You find a place to hold that suits you. You don't have to go as high as possible. Just hold there. You can either just breathe normally, or you could do the breath of fire here. Short, sharp out breaths through the nose. And just let that go. If you're still holding, leave it. Leave the breath of fire if you're doing that option. And slowly relax the hips down. Just release the chin from the throat. Just feel the throat for a moment. After you release the chin from the throat, it's said that all the blood flow increases into the throat. Benefits the thyroid gland. Because of all the good breathing that you're doing, increases oxygen into the thyroid gland, improves its function. Now bring both knees up over your chest and have a hand behind each knee. And when you breathe out, slowly lift both feet up towards the ceiling. Gently stretch the legs up into the air. And then breathe in. Bring the feet down, let the knees bend again. Do that a few more times, slowly breathing out, lifting the feet up, stretching the legs up there, breathing in back down. As you lift the feet up into the air like that and the legs begin to straighten out, as you do that, you could also gently draw the knees in towards the chest a little so that you feel that stretch into the lower back as well. Then you could leave the legs up in the air. You find a place to hold that suits you. And you don't have to have the legs as straight as possible or the knees in too far. Just find a nice place to hold where it's a nice stretch, an enjoyable place to hold. Be aware of your breath. Or for a stronger effect, you could try the breath of fire again. All the blood draining from the legs, increasing blood into the brain, into the organs. Now leave the breath of fire, if you're doing that option. Slowly bend the knees over the chest. And when the knees are bent over the chest, your hands on the inside edges of the knees and press the knees wide apart and leave the knees wide. Feel that through the inner thigh muscles and feel your breath at the belly. Gently expand the belly as you breathe in and relax and let go of your body as you breathe out. Leave it. Slowly bring the knees closer together. Hold on to the top of the knees with the hands and draw the knees in and out of the chest a few times. And release the knees. Put the feet flat onto the floor into a wide semi-supine. So the feet are flat, the knees are bent and pointing up to the ceiling still, but about shoulder width apart. Have your arms resting on the floor, out wide to the sides in cross position. And when you breathe out, slowly take your knees down to one side. And then take them through the center as you breathe in. Take them down to the other side with the next out breath. And continue from side to side like that, letting your breath guide the movement. Breathing out as the knees go down to the side and breathing in through the center. Aware of the sensations through the legs and the hips and the lower back. Feel the movement up your spine. How does your spine move? Just this movement of the knees Pause any sensations in between the shoulder blades. As your knees go down to one side, you could gently turn the head to the opposite side. So your knees go one way and your head goes the opposite way. Next time you're to one side, pause there. Just check your head and neck are okay though. Don't be too twisted to the side there. You might want to have the head somewhere a bit more comfortable. Just hold the knees there and you can either breathe a bit more deeply into the belly, do that belly breathing, or again try the breath of fire. The more you do the breath of fire, the easier it becomes. Just holding there to one side and breathing, whatever breath you prefer. And then swap over. Just take a few moments to change to the other side and hold the knees down on the other side. Just check your head and neck are fairly comfortable though. And either a deep belly breathing or breath of fire, rapid sniffing through the nose, focusing on the out breath with the breath of fire. Leave that breathing and just take the knees side to side, just briefly, a few more times. Now, when the knees are in the middle, leave them there. And bring both knees up over the chest. Hold underneath the knees like you did earlier. Just for a few breaths, lift your feet up towards the ceiling again. Just hold there and breathe with the legs up in the air. Just a smooth, comfortable breath. Slowly bend the knees over the chest, put the feet back down onto the floor. Choose a comfortable position to rest in. Legs long, semi-supine, or even butterfly, if you're really comfortable in butterfly, with the soles of your feet together and knees wide as an option. Relax there, let your eyes be soft. Feel your body from the inside. Just observe yourself for a few moments. Observe your breath moving in and out. Observe any sensations in your body, especially if you've been doing the breath of fire. Your body might feel a bit extra tingly, or maybe that feeling of aliveness is more apparent now. And what's your mind like? have your legs back in semi-supine. If they're not already there, just bring your feet flat onto the floor again. And then from semi-supine, roll over to one side and take your time to come up and around into the all fours position, with the hands roughly under the shoulders and the knees about hip width apart and under the hips. Remember, if you get uncomfortable on the hands, if that's hurting your wrists or even shoulders, then instead of resting on the hands, you can rest down on your elbows and forearms instead. If it hurts your knees here, put a pillow or something soft underneath your knees, even a rolled up towel. And we'll do the cat and cow movements. So when you breathe out, roll your head down, tuck your tailbone under and press your shoulder blades up towards the ceiling and stretch between the shoulder blades. When you breathe in, do the opposite. Let the belly drop down and gently lift the tailbone and lift the head a little bit so you arch your back. So with the out breath, you round the back and press the shoulder blades up. And with the in breath, gently arching the other way, feeling the spine as you move. You let your breath guide the movement here. So tune into your breath, and you let your breath determine the speed at which you move. Next time you breathe out and you round your back, so you've got your tailbone tucked under the head, relax down, stretching a bit between the shoulder blades. Can you hold there? You can either hold there and just breathe easily. Again, try the breath of fire, the rapid out breath through the nose, flooding your system with oxygen. And then leave the holding, leave the breath, and sink your hips slowly back towards your feet and take a rest in child position. Relax your forehead as long as it's comfortable all the way down onto the floor or your mat. The arms can be out long in front of you or down beside you, whichever is more comfortable for your shoulders. Or if your head doesn't easily touch the floor, it might feel better to put the hands underneath your head. That can also feel more comfortable for your neck and shoulders too. Just be aware of your body in the child position. Feel your body. And feel the breath moving in and out of your body. Breathing in, be aware of your body. And breathing out and letting go. Somehow relaxing your body there. And from child pose, come back up into the all fours position. And so you're up, resting on the hands and the knees. Again, if the wrists hurt, resting on the elbows instead. Just have your knees a little bit closer together though. Then when you breathe in, carefully straighten one leg out behind you so the leg is parallel to the floor. And then breathe out, put it back down, put the knee down, and then swap sides. Breathe in and carefully straighten the other leg out behind you. And alternate, breathing in, straightening first one leg out behind. Breathing out, down, and then the other. You can take that a bit further by perhaps straightening the opposite arm out in front as you straighten the leg out behind. It can help there to help stabilize you and give you strength. Squeeze your lower tummy in. Just keep alternating sides. If you want to, you can rest in child position anytime, but to listen to your body and do what feels right for it. Or you could even hold for a few breaths with the leg out behind you and maybe the opposite arm out in front. And just hold there and breathe. Or even do the breath of fire as you hold. If you hold one side, swap over and hold the other side. Either just breathe normally or breath of fire as an option. Feel what muscles you're using there. And when you feel fairly balanced on each side, and relax back into the child pose. Make sure your knees are a bit apart though. Sink the hips back towards the heels. Have your arms in the most comfortable place for your neck and shoulders. And feel your breath. You imagine that you could breathe in and out through the center of the eyebrows. Take your time to slowly come up from child position. And come up to sitting with the legs out long in front of you. Have the legs out long in front of you. And place your hands on the front of your legs. So you've just got the hands on the front of the thighs. Have the feet about hip width apart, or slightly close is fine as well. And have the knees slightly bent. And when you breathe out, can you soften down into the forward bend so that you lean forward from your waist, slide the hands down the legs towards your feet, and let the head and chest just soften down towards the legs. And then breathe in and come back up. Repeat that a few more times, following the breath all the way out as you slide the hands down into the forward bend and lean forward from the waist. And breathe in back up. How does that feel through the backs of your legs? And what's it like through your spine? And Then next time you're back up, stay there. We'll come back to the forward bend in a moment. But now can you rest the hands a bit behind you? Not too far behind, just where they'd naturally land, just to kind of relax back on the floor behind you. And then have your knees bent so that your feet are flat on the floor. Have the feet about hip width apart. And when you breathe out, can you squeeze your lower tummy in? Tuck your chin in towards your throat as if you wanted to put pressure on the throat, on the thyroid. And then breathe in and relax that pressure. Relax the throat, relax the tummy. And do that a few more times. So breathe out, squeeze your lower tummy and press the chin to the throat. And then breathe in, release, relax. And to take this a bit further, be careful with wrists, shoulders and back. But when you breathe out and squeeze the lower tummy and tuck the chin in, and see if you could lift your hips a bit off the floor. So you lift the hips up into the air. And inhale, relax. Breathe out, squeeze in, lift the hips up maybe. So if you're lifting the hips up into a kind of a table position, but they don't have to go that high. And if you're okay to hold there, you can maybe hold for a few breaths. Just leave the hips up and hold, or even hold with breath of fire. Relax the hips down. Once the hips are down, have the legs out long in front of you. And to balance your body, we'll do the forward bend again. So like you did before, slide the hands down the legs as you breathe out, gently bending the knees as much as you feel to as you do that. Inhaling back up. Either doing that a few more times, going in and out of the pose with the breath, or if you want, holding there and breathing. Nice slow, long breaths if you're holding, feeling that stretch through the back of your body. Slowly coming up out of it. Once you've got the head and chest up, just resting back on the arms, on the hands for a moment and shaking the legs out. Then taking your time to come all the way up to standing. Once you're up standing, stand with your feet about hip width apart. And have your arms out wide to the sides. So the arms are out wide and parallel to the floor, just out from the shoulders. Breathe in there and kind of bring the arms back a little bit and open your chest. And then breathe out, bring the hands and arms forward, wrap your arms around you so you're hugging yourself. Then breathe in, arms go wide, open the chest. Breathe out, wrap the arms the other way around you. Hug yourself the other way. Then alternate, inhale, open the chest, arms wide. Exhale, wrap the arms around the chest. You make your in-breath a bit deeper this time. Feel the chest, feel the breath. And then and just let that go. Relax the arms down beside you. Keep the feet about hip width apart. When you breathe in, turn your palms to the front. Float the arms up wide to the sides, up over your head. Then breathe out, turn the palms outwards and float the arms back down beside you. So you breathe in, arms out to the sides, up above the head. Breathe out, wide and back down. Then as you breathe out and take the arms down wide to the sides, you could bend the knees there and lean forward from the waist and bring the head and chest down into the standing forward bend. Then breathe in up, bring everything back up again. Breathing out, leaning forward from the waist as the arms go wide to the sides. Inhaling all the way back up, head and chest up, arms over the head. Feel the strength in the legs here. Maybe you can find a way to press the feet a bit into the floor to help use the leg muscles to bring you up. Feel those leg muscles working, even if it's quite gently, but feel the legs. Feel your breath. The next time you're hanging forward, just stay there in the standing forward bend. Knees as bent as you want to there, so you can hang from the waist and let the shoulders and arms and head just relax down. Feel your breath. Then bend the knees, bring the hands all the way to the floor. Walk the hands forward and the feet back until you can put the knees on the floor. Come into child position again. Take your hips back towards your heels. Once you're in child position, imagine breathing in and out through the centre of the eyebrows. Leave the eyebrow breathing. Take your time to come up from child pose. And take a rest on your back. Either just rest and breathe easily for a few minutes, or take the chance to listen to one of the relaxations. Thank you for listening. Namaste.